You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.
Solo-mo is probably a word that won't catch on because it's very difficult to say, but it's become a sort of coined term because it stands for social, local and mobile. And it really is that point at which all those things intersect. So you're starting to see quite a few services moving into this space now. Not only are they social in the way that perhaps Twitter or Facebook is, local and hyperlocal have been emerging for quite a few years now, but also the mobile aspect of the technology that will be used to deliver these services. So it's sort of, people say a perfect storm, don't they? All these things have come together. They were all existing anyway, really. It's just that the technological advances have made it possible for them to intersect in this particular way. I'm Sarah Hartley. I work with the Guardian Media Group as a community strategist, and I'm involved with a project called Notice.com, which is an online and mobile notice board for community use. Notice boards are kind of nice, easy way for people to think about location shared information. Everybody understands what a community notice board is. It's something that is there. You can post things up easily. You can just go by and read it. And it's sort of caught on in that respect that people can do this, but now they can do it online and they can do it via their phones rather than in a physical way.
Notice is the Guardian's foray into solo-mo, social, local and mobile. Another example of a move to social and local is one by regional publisher Northcliffe Digital.
Well, I'm Lee Williams. I'm the general manager of Northcliffe Digital, responsible for driving the This Is sites and local people.
He spoke to me earlier this week and told me more about Local People, a group of hyperlocal sites launched in 2009. The sites take names such as Abergavenny People, to Dorchester People, to Yeovil People.
We have 165 active sites, and I'm pleased to say that this month, in January, we've now reached 1 million unique users after a two-year launch process. So what we now have are a large number of quite active local communities. Given we only have a 22% reach across the UK at this stage, we're pretty excited by attracting 1 million people to those sites. Those sites are predominantly user-generated content-led. So I think we've kind of got the model right for the consumer now. And that's further reflected by the fact that the network basically gets about 100,000 user interactions. So kind of 1 in 10 the visitors actually making a user action, which could be uploading a photo, making a comment, writing an article, posting a discussion. We're certainly creating a critical mass.
Let's look at why solo-mo, social, local and mobile are timely, taking the three in turn. Social and local were discussed at an event called Lokial or Local this week. I spoke to one of the speakers.
My name is Jamie Riddell. I am the CEO of a consultancy called Digital Tomorrow Today. I consult with brands to understand the changing digital landscape and how it's going to affect them and how they can harness it today. I'm also an investor investing in apps, and I am a freelance technology columnist for Archant's East Anglian Daily Times.
Jamie Riddell told me about what came out of this week's Lokial event.
One of the key things that was raised was that there is no one platform that will win out. Facebook will not be the prime supplier or connector for the social local. Facebook itself will have a major impact, but other platforms will work as well.
One of the developments in the way people read news is that social brings news to the reader rather than the reader having to seek it out. Jamie Riddell says it's an opportunity for the news industry.
There is an opportunity for publishers and news to gain more visibility with this social connection. So I live in Suffolk. The Ipswich Evening Star, I won't read, because I'm not around to read the paper, and I wouldn't actively go and seek out the news on their website. However, the news is delivered to me through their Twitter account, which I read, and therefore my readership of that newspaper has gone up because they've made it easy for me to get the headlines and to follow on. In a larger scale, the Facebook social reading plugin that's being used by The Guardian and The Washington Post is also becoming a very valuable opportunity for news to be to reach a wider audience with greater consumption, because I'm seeing what my friends are reading.
Part of the sort of notice ideology is that that news will kind of follow you around rather than you having to go and search and seek it. That's a change in, you know, change in direction from what we're perhaps accustomed to doing. The idea that you'd have a destination website to go to will perhaps break down somewhat, and actually the things that come to you will perhaps become more important. I do think that's quite a relevant change in the news area.
Sarah Hartley from The Guardian's noticed there. She also takes us on to think about the low part of SoloMo, local.
And that idea of locality as well is something that's changing a lot due to technology. Whereas before you might have identified what is local to you as perhaps, I don't know, your postcode area or where, you know, the, where the local school is or where your children go or something like that. Now that idea of local can really be mobile itself. You could be local to your work, local to where your friends live, local to where you came from originally. And that brings in that sort of global dimension, that locality aspect is sometimes, it's very deep, but it's also quite temporary in a way that you could go in and out of lots of different local spaces over the course of a day or a week or whatever.
And local is important in terms of the commercial model, as local is where people spend most of their money. Lee Williams from Northcliffe Digital again.
A fundamental point is that 90% of people spend the majority of their normal time, i.e. not working time, within a 10-mile radius of their home. And about 85% of their expenditure is actually within a 10-mile radius of their home. So for a local business, I mean, this is the beauty of hyperlocal and historically local newspapers. If you can have the audience that that they need to reach, then you know you're going to better show them over time that their marketing effectiveness versus other media they may be using can occur for this channel.
And an event in a local area can cause social waves. Again, this was a point that came out of Tuesday's local event. Jamie Riddell.
An important point was raised that much of the social engagement has started as a result of some specific event, snow being very topical, but also the London riots, not just negatively with the use of BlackBerry Messenger as one of the key drivers of communication and organisation, but also how the communities used social networks to rally around in a positive way. So organising clean-up campaigns via Twitter, or just physically going out and checking how your neighbours are. Events are going to be an important driver. We will need to see where these events are shared, and that will have an impact on where the consumer is going to interact. So if it's BlackBerry Messenger, or if it's Facebook, or if it's Twitter, or if it's a platform that we haven't yet seen, we can't rule out the potential that something else comes in, which becomes a game changer.
Hoping for a lot of snow this week, because you know that's one of the key UGC things people like to share wonderful photos. That social piece, that's what we have been doing, and there's a gap there because we know that local events, church notice board model has changed. What we recognize and what we use is things like Facebook and Twitter exist. So the smart way to do that is we basically leverage that piece. So as we're more on the way with Facebook, for many people it's replaced email and such. Sites like Dorchester People is a good example, has 4,000 Facebook fans. So into the Facebook feed goes the obvious things, the news headlines, any videos we post, any great amazing special vouchers that businesses have placed.
Lee Williams from Northcliffe Digital explaining how they leverage social. And finally, onto the mobile aspect. Lee Williams again.
We've got now 19% of our visitors come to the site via mobile, which is a pretty significant number. So, and we're currently launching and building a standalone mobile app/interface, and that will particularly have strong UGC user-generated content options. We think that's going to be really interesting, and that'll be coming live in the next couple of months. And I think that will generate another wave of audience. People are used to doing that now. If you were to know that you've witnessed an accident or something in the high street of Dorchester town, for example, and you post that up and it goes onto your local news site pretty much in real time, I think people are going to want to do that. I think it'd be very interesting around sports and some copyright issues around it. But you know, that I think that wave of what we all kind of thought could happen is pretty much upon us now.
Jamie Riddell.
Mobile will play a very important role in social and local, because it is a connector. It's a facilitator of connections. Every smartphone now has the ability to identify your location, and therefore that becomes helpful for information providers to deliver specific results. Mobile is also important for social news and local news, because a lot of consumers actively surf social networks whilst waiting for bus, whilst travelling, and therefore if your news is easy to access and quick to digest, there is a chance that you'll get increased readership on a mobile audience. So mobile has a very important role to play, because it connects a lot of these social and local actions.
And not forgetting money. As any hyperlocal site knows, it can be hard to make it sustainable in order to pay editorial staff. So what people does Northcliffe Digital rely on for its local people sites?
We have three levels. We have a regional publisher who was able to look after the Southwest, and effectively ensures that the quality of the site as a whole is strong. Underneath that, there are part-time community publishers who effectively curate and set off a website. So there could be, depending on the size of the site, maybe one person working part-time on a site or one across two. We have a number of sites now that actually do self-populate themselves now. And effectively the regional publisher looks after that.
Like Northcliffe's hyperlocals, Notice is also expected to make money for The Guardian.
We do have a commercial imperative, obviously, all news organisations do, and this is an experiment in looking at new revenue streams and ones that aren't part of the existing structure.
So how are news organisations doing when it comes to seizing the opportunities presented by social, local and mobile technologies? Jamie Riddell believes that nationals have done well.
And then we have regional publishers, which I think are important for the local community and are the ones that are behind the curve. We have seen what Northcliffe is preparing, and I think that could be a very useful model to compete with local news providers that have sprung up in the vacuum almost of this area. But many of the regional news providers are too slow. They haven't got their website strategy sorted, let alone a social, local, mobile strategy. So there is a demand for local news. There's a demand for relevant news and timely news. It is up to the major regional publishers to get to grips with that, to understand that, and to identify the potential both for readership and for income.
For more on social, local and mobile, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.